We share our cities with insects. This is fairly obvious in Atlanta, where it's hard to ignore the mosquitoes and cicadas and the roaches. There's also a dizzying variety of bees here, and most of them are not honeybees. A project in Atlanta is working to make the city a better home for them and for other pollinators, like butterflies. WABE's Molly Samuel reports.
Tamara Johnson is a biologist with the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service. The day I meet her, she isn't looking for endangered species or working in a lab.
Monarchs, are you ready?
Yes!
Predators, you ready?
Yes! All
right. When I say go,
she's leading a bunch of 8th graders in an elaborate game of tag in a park near downtown Atlanta. Some of the kids are monarch butterflies scampering to home base. The rest are trying to tag the butterflies out. They represent predators like birds and also human-made threats to monarchs like pesticides and habitat loss.
It's a visual for the kids to understand why pollinators are dying off and what we're doing to help them survive.
Because the insects and other animals that spread pollen from flower to flower are having a rough time out there. Not just monarchs, honeybee populations have been struggling too. A couple years ago, President Barack Obama created a federal pollinator health task force that focuses especially on those two species. The federal government is restricting some pesticides and protecting habitat. Here in Atlanta, the Botanical Garden is working with other organizations to make this city a better place to live for birds, bats, bees, and butterflies, all important pollinators, according to Jenny Cruz Sanders.
The things we tell people or we ask people to think about are planting native plants that are pesticide-free.
Cruz Sanders works on conservation for the Atlanta Botanical Garden. She says native trees and shrubs give pollinators homes, and native flowering plants give them food. And she says there are plenty of colorful options.
Native asters are beautiful.
She also recommends native phlox, cherry trees, hydrangeas, and oaks. The big picture idea she's working on here is a citywide landscape of pollinator-friendly places.
Sort of draw a circle around Atlanta with a 25-mile radius and think about all of the habitats that could be created in that radius and then connecting them from garden to garden.
So the botanical garden linked to parks, schoolyards, backyards, planters on porches, and medians in the road. Cruz Sanders says this is a way people can help preserve nature at home.
I've heard one scientist talk about if you want to be a conservationist and support conserving wildlife, you might not be able to put a buffalo in your backyard, but you could invite a bee.
This kind of hyper-local advocacy makes sense to U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service biologist Tamara Johnson. She says she grew up in the Atlanta area and learned to care about the environment from people working to protect nature nearby.
How can we tell people to care about random creatures in the middle of a stream 100 miles away from their house and say, put your tax dollars towards that, if they'd see the urban streams are all around them eroding or the trees being cut down all around them? So this is where it starts.
Do you guys want to do it again?
Yes!
So this game of tag is potentially good for the monarchs if some of these students go home and plant some milkweed or get involved in conservation. It's also good for the kids who are getting outside, running around, and learning about the world around them. Molly Samuel, WABE News.